How could she do this to me? How will I face the people? I'll fire that bloody Ranbir. I'll fire both of them.
Faisal, don't worry about what people will say. Worry about her iman, bhai. I mean, she said she wants to stay with him. In this Mubarak month for this to happen, it's a tragedy. Where could she be?
She ran away about 5 hours back. She could have left for Joburg, or she could be somewhere with him. I should tell Zach about this.
No one's going to tell Zakaria anything. It doesn't mean our worst fears are confirmed if she ran away with another guy. I feel all she did was run away with that boy because she wanted to spite her father. Faisal, think now.
I'm going to break her bones when she gets back home, man.
I think someone should break your bones. You let her do anything she wanted to do. Go where she wanted to go. Never checked up on her friends. I mean, wouldn't it then end up like this?
And now it's too late. What do I do?
Faisal, you can accept Zakaria as your son-in-law with open hands. When will we get rid of this narrow-minded thinking? I mean, we are never better than someone because of color and creed. If only that conviction entered our hearts, social standing, looks, wealth, all this can be gone in a blink of an eye.
Junaid, Mamaji, Shoti Mami asked if you're leaving now.
No, not that my brother can see that he might not only lose his daughter, but that she might leave the fold of Islam. Adila, send your cousin an SMS. As soon as we get the delivery report, we know her phone is on. Then get Zach to call her, but I will speak.
By any chance, did you work for the Scorpions, Mamaji?
Mulana Junaid spends another 45 minutes bringing Faisal around. Finally, Faisal accepts that Layla can marry Zakaria, and Mulana and his family now need to go home.
I would like to stay over, Gori, but we didn't bring any clothes. But I will tell Adila to drop me off here in the morning. It doesn't feel nice when you're alone and worried.
I really appreciate that, Choti. Having someone here will stop me from going mad with worry. My child, what must have happened to her? Please make dua she comes home safely.
I think tomorrow we will sit and read a khatam for her safe return.
Jazakallah. Choti, you are so lucky to have a good daughter like Adila. She would never do this to you. And she spends so much of time with you. I love my children so much, but they have no time for me whatsoever.
Choti looks with new eyes at the daughter. And the truth of Gori's words makes her heart swell with thankfulness for her child.
Alhamdulillah, but Gori, don't think that our children's bad actions mean that we are bad parents. I know how much you do for your kids. All we can do is point them in the right direction and they have to walk that road then. Adi too gave me trouble, but Alhamdulillah, she is mostly a good child. That is Allah's greatest favor on us.
I gave my kids too much freedom. Now I'm paying the price. What if Layla doesn't come home? I won't be able to bear it.
Come now, Gori. Don't think like that. We're all going to make dua that inshallah she will return safe and sound.
Please tell Mulana Jazakallah for convincing Faisal. And make maaf, you didn't even sleep tonight and Sari is in an hour's time. It means the world to me that you are here to give me support.
What is family after all? If we are not there when we need each other, then who will be there for us? I think Junaid is calling. Let's go, Adila. Gori, I want to ask you something, please. Make me maaf for everything. And I wish we could be friends.
Everything, Miss Maaf. Everything, Choti. You please make me maaf also. I wish that we had become allies instead of rivals a long time back.
The sisters-in-laws embrace with much emotion. It is important to put our relationships right on earth so that the one we have in the heavens is also in good order. Turn to Allah not only when we have problems, but also in good times. Perhaps the dua of Yusuf is accepted that Sari time, when he makes dua for unity and harmony in his family. For he has two virtues. He praises Allah in difficult times, and he is a youngster whose heart is attached to the masjid, where Zakaria finds him at Fajr time.
Hey Yusuf.
Assalamu alaikum. Good to see you.
Wa alaikum assalam. I couldn't sleep the whole night after you told me that she ran away.
Come, let's go talk about this outside the masjid, rather.
Why did she do something like that? Eish, girls do such stupid things. And if she ran away for my sake, why couldn't she at least have told me? Do you have any idea where she is? Is she with a friend?
Listen, yeah. We don't know where she is. Just make dua she comes home quickly. But there is good news.
Oh, I really need good news right now. Tell me, what is it?
Her father agreed to get you guys married. Molana refused to leave the house until he agreed.
Oh, wow, yes! That's great! But hey, wait a minute. I don't want my father-in-law to be looking down upon me.
Don't worry. Molana really made an impact the way he explained to him. Zach, if you get married, are you still going to go to raves and clubs?
Honestly, at Seri time, I was looking so down and I could hardly eat. So Zefa called me aside and he said that I should make a bargain with the Almighty. He advised me to give up one major sin in exchange for Layla's safe return back. So I vowed never ever to go back to any club or rave or anything like that ever again.
That's great. Alhamdulillah. Where's Huzaifa?
Oh, he read Fajr at the other masjid because there's a great sheikh who's already down for itikaf. I almost forgot to tell you, man. He said that he's giving some serious thought to your suggestion and that he's already talking to the folks about it. But he wouldn't tell me what he was talking about. I hope it's not about me.
Nah, it's a secret. Top level stuff.
I'm so worried about Layla. I wonder if I'll manage to pass the obstetrics test today.
Put Layla on a back burner for now and focus on that. That's why I say romance only after nikah. Look at me, I'm always chirpy as a chipmunk because I don't have unnecessary stress. This girlfriend-boyfriend thing is a time-waste, money-waste and a brain-waste job.
So what about after nikah, man? What really, what's the difference? And what are you trying to say? That you're going to get arranged marriage?
Yeah, I'll put my aunties on a job to scout for me.
Oh, mashallah. Such a haropoiro, but you.
Funny. The difference is that when you get married the halal way, then all the fun and special moments are savored within the halal relationship. And Allah is happy with both every time they make each other happy. You know why marriage gets such a bad media in the West?
No, but I know you're going to tell me.
Because they're already bored with each other. I mean, where's the fun, man? With the Islamic way, there is also respect in your relationship, and Allah puts barakat in that. Then your responsibilities become easy, and something you want to do, all those special moments, you will get sawab for it, for free! Now that's what I call a bargain.
But how come arranged marriages also end in divorce? Ish, I can't imagine marrying someone I don't know. I mean, what if she turns out to be a psycho?
I let statistics speak for themselves. For every one arranged marriage that doesn't work out, 10 love marriages are broken. They do start off on a good dini note, but the Islamic method of maintaining a marriage wasn't kept. I'm sure you remember Fadil and Zamir. They were dating their wives, what, like 6 years? But they didn't even last 6 months, man. I don't buy that story. That's why I don't buy the story about why you have to date before you pick your mate.
Hey, wait a minute. I remember that you weren't always this good. Huzaifa told me that back in the day, you and him were the kings of campus and that you used to have chicks falling for you all at your feet. Rumor has it that you were quite the mover and shaker back in the days.
Tell Huzaifa to stop living in a fantasy. Okay, we did have a lot of fun on campus. Oh, that's what we thought. But I regret it every day.
So how did you change?
You remember that night my parents passed away? I was supposed to be in that car, but I stayed behind to watch a movie. It tore me up that while the angel of death was with them, the akhirah was the furthest thing from my mind. From that night, I never looked back. Zach, you know, we rather change before, Allah forbid. We get such a shock to the system that we can't even breathe, like losing my parents.
Aish, that's deep. I'm sorry about that, Yusuf. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. So tell me, you got no regrets? Or you not missing your old lifestyle?
Sometimes shaitan makes me remember, but I fight it by hanging around with the pious or going in jamaat, wherever Allah is remembered a lot. It helps. And I keep in mind that my best days aren't over. They're still to come. I was lucky that Huzaifa also changed around the same time. Having a best friend to motivate you is great.
Zakaria starts thinking about what Yusuf said, but Shaitan whispers to him about Layla, and he sends her the 303rd SMS for the night. Day breaks, and Chorty goes over to Gori's house. They are busy in the kitchen when Gori gets a phone call that shakes her up.
Come, sit down quickly, Gori. What happened? Here's a chair.
Choti, I can't breathe.
Let me help you to the room. Here, lie down. Did Leila phone?
No, Jennifer did. Zakia's flatmate. She said that Zakia had to be rushed to the hospital.
Ya Khuda, what happened to Zakia now?
I can't even tell you, Choti. I feel so ashamed.
I won't think bad of you, I promise.
They found her unconscious, overdosed on drugs. They had to pump her stomach to stabilize her. I want to go now to be with her.
Allah, please help us. Wait, let me get Faisal on the line for you. His secretary said he's gone out and he didn't say what time he'll be back. His cell is only ringing.
This man is never there when I need him. What must I do, Choti? I feel like I can't even move. Both my children, can you imagine?
Choti soothes Gauri and takes over the tasks in the kitchen. Gauri in the room alone with her thoughts and tears stands up, makes wudu and falls to the ground in sajda. She repents for the lifestyle she brought her children up with, and as her heart draws closer to Allah, she feels the comfort and strength only talking to Allah can bring. Before she lifts her head up, she has exchanged her old life for a new one. Allah says, "And when my slave asks about me, then certainly I am close to him. I answer the call of the one who calls upon me." Adila has returned home from the orphanage and is still trying to locate Hana via the net when the house phone rings.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Leila, how are you? Are you okay? Where are you?
Adi, can you come pick me up, please? I'm at...
While Leila and Adi speak, there is a knock on the door of Gauri's house.
Who is it?
It's Victor. I came to leave a parcel. For Faisal.
Gauri, must I open up for him? Just open the other door. He can leave it on the porch.
I want to talk to Faisal's wife.
Yes?
Tell your husband if he does not pay me for the consignment soon, I'm sending my boys to break his leg. He didn't want you to come to know about his other business. But I told him 4 weeks, and I want my money because my contacts are breathing down my neck. Before they get me, I need to get him.
What other business? I don't know what you are talking about.
I knew you wouldn't believe me, so that's why I got my boys. Here is the evidence, all captured on camera. Open the door so I can give you the picture. This is what your husband is up to when you think he's out with his boys.
No, no.
Yes, ma'am. Your husband is a drug lord.
Choti rushes to catch Gauri. He is almost faint with shock and grief. Victor leaves the damning pictures behind, and finally, after much tears and discussion, Gauri and Choti finalize a plan of action, and Choti asks Adila to pick her up.
Jima, I'll come pick you up in 15 minutes. I just have to wrap something up here.
You didn't tell her I'm here, did you?
Because she would tell your mom and you don't want your parents to know that you're here. I think you should at least let your mom know. I mean, she's worried sick about you, Leila.
I know, Adi. I will, but first I want to speak to your father. Hey, Adi, thanks for coming to pick me up. I wanted to phone Zach, but I was too ashamed that I ran away with another guy. Zach probably won't even believe me if I tell him nothing happened. Well, I wouldn't believe him either if he ran away with a girl.
So what convinced you to come back?
I switched on my phone, and I got a dozen worried messages from Zach. But the one that made me call you was the one where he assured me that Mulana convinced my father to let us get married. And apparently, Mulana refused to leave the house until Daddy agreed.
Gee, that's true. He also said that no one should tell Zach you were with another guy because he believed you wouldn't do anything stupid.
Oh, I've been such a fool. Your father has only ever shown me kindness. Please drop me at the shop before you pick up your mom. I want to talk to him. I'll go home later tonight.
Mulana Junaid's patience in the face of bad character and his smiling, calm disposition seems to have paid off. There are certain times to expose a sin, like when Adi told Molana about Leila going to the nightclub in order to stop her. But mostly, we have no need to expose people's faults and sins. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man satara ayban musliman, satarahu Allahu yawm al-qiyamah. Whosoever conceals the fault of a Muslim, Allah will conceal his faults on the day of Qiyamah. When it comes to our own sins too, Allah dislikes when he conceals it from others. We ourselves not only expose it, but talk about it with a certain pleasure. It is afternoon, and Faisal comes home, only to find Gori very busy.
What on earth? What are you doing? What are you packing your bags for?
I'm leaving, Faisal.
For what? Have you finally gone mad?
No, I finally found sense. I was not only mad, but blind all these years to not see what you were up to.
What are you talking about, woman?
This, Faisal, this.
What? Who gave you these pictures? That damn Victor. He's a liar, I'm telling you. They're photoshopped. Listen to me, Gori. Listen to me, Gori.
No, Faisal, you listen to me. You deceived me. All these years, I thought something was wrong with me. That's why you never had time for me. You don't care about your own children, but your heart is full of darkness from your filthy dealings. Where can you have feelings of mercy? You used to mock your brother and his family because they were poor and because they had deen. But look at how close they are. When the kids grew up, I told you to let me help you in the office, but you said no, and you hired a girl instead. A girl who you have to pay to be your secretary. You speak so nicely to your friends, but you never have a good word to say to me. I blame you, Faisal. I blame you for everything that has gone wrong, because you failed to bring Dean into our home as the head of this house. I blame myself, too. The taxi is here. Oh, and one last thing before I go. Zakia had to be rushed to hospital for being overdosed on drugs. My child's life is hanging in the air. How many more homes are destroyed because of what you sell? How many young lives are broken because of people like you? My father also had money, Faisal, but he never ever became evil in the pursuit of it. To me, you are nothing short of a murderer. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.